My name is Tom. I'm from Queensbury. I love the show. Listen to it every day. Listening to the roundtable this morning, though, something really bugged me. You were tossing around the term wiretap in reference to the AP story, and I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that they actually wiretapped. I think they just got records of phone calls made, which, you know, not disagreeing with your point of view, but by throwing around the term wiretap is misleading, and it's one of the things that drive people crazy and what gives the press such a negative reputation.
I just listened to Stephen Gottlieb's commentary on the NRA and its position and its real meaning, and I thought it was one of the most brilliant statements that I have heard recently on the subject of guns and the Second Amendment. It's something that should be rebroadcast over and over again.
Hi, this is Jim Canavan calling from North Adams, Massachusetts. I just want to congratulate Ray and the callers on the May 15th Vox Pop. The callers were articulate, thoughtful. This was one of the best Vox Pops I've heard in a long time. Nice job, everybody.
Good morning. I heard the roundtable crew discussing the IRS investigation and the possible accusations of corruption or political motivation. And I'd like to point out that while the IRS did investigate many groups that applied for 501c4 status, they were not just conservative groups, and no conservative or Tea Party group was denied 501c4 status, though it's not exactly clear whether they should have been based on political advocacy versus public good advocacy.
Hi, my name is Dan Lynch, WAMC loyal listener, and I just want to thank Dr. Allen for running that show on anti-smoking. It is true. You can. I have. Many people have. And for that listener that's wondering if they can or not, find a friend. Adopt the attitude that anything is successful if you try hard enough, and you'll feel the benefits of getting off the cigarettes.
It's Ed Halfman's calling from Accord, New York. WAMC has certainly been in the forefront of the fight against fracking and raising awareness. But there was an Earthwise segment about a week ago that just is outrageous and needs to be rebutted. They said on that segment that gas produced by fracking generates less wastewater than natural gas produced by conventional drilling. They said it's cleaner than coal and appears less polluting to waters when obtained by fracking. But the very study they cited by Brian Lutz of Kent State University, right in the summary at the top of the website, says that well operators classified only 32.3% of wastewater from Marcellus wells as flowback from hydrofracking. Most wastewater was classified as brine.